This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Look what we did. This is from a book on Lincoln as a leader. The author, Donald T. Phillips, makes a list of the leadership skills he sees in Lincoln as president. The book, recently reissued, was written for people in business, corporations, and organizational development. Lincoln embodies a leadership method so that when everything was said and done, people, Americans, did not say, "Oh, Lincoln saved us." No, suggests Philip, Lincoln led in such a way as people felt empowered. Look at what we did. We saved our country. The idea here has spiritual value, but it also has just practical value. It makes good sense, especially in a democracy. It's safe to say that most Americans think and believe that nobody should tell us what to do. That means that when something is done, gets done, we can say we did it. What is spiritual in Lincoln about this method of leadership is that by the time he was elected president, his big ego had been remade into his big heart. For Lincoln, it was never all about him. It was always all about us, the people. You and I and Lincoln see freedom in this. But there is more than just freedom, not just the liberty to do our own thing, but the felicity to be happy together, something more, community. Lincoln, as a leader, is not only a good example for teaching corporate leaders how to liberate and empower people. Lincoln embodies the other quality of our freedom, our interconnectedness. The poet David White writes about this side of the freedom coin in his book on the methods of corporate leadership. His book is called The Heart Aroused. He says that poetic imagination is what is needed in our organizations and businesses because poetic imagination asks for accountability to human community, for rootedness and responsibility. Lincoln is a spiritual leader because he is a servant leader. He labored for the people. He did not lord it over people. But he also inspired people. Lincoln was modest and humble, yes, but he was also robust and imaginative. And he called us to be so also. In powerful poetic words at the end of the written speech to Congress, he calls us with these words, "As we must think anew, so we must act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country." Lincoln did act in new ways. He also thought in new ways. With poetic imagination, he redefines America in his great poem, The Gettysburg Address, calling us, the people, to a vision of freedom and community. And we too may be able to save our country, and in Lincoln's spirit, we may be lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.